Hi, everybody, and welcome to episode 48 of Tech Tips Today with Jim. I don't know how many of you get a chance to take a little bit of time off and watch some television shows or watch any movies, but you know, my favorite happens to be sci-fi. I also like history shows and do-it-yourself shows. If you have one in particular that you really like, send it off to me. I'd like to kind of keep tabs on what everybody around the world likes to be able to watch on when they have a little bit of time off, whether it's the movie or a television program or anything else that you happen to have. Just send that off to james.roberts@wdbqschools.org. Let's see if we can accumulate a list of things that everybody kind of likes to watch. Now, none of that has anything to do with anything that I'm presenting today. It was just an idea that I had, and I thought it'd be kind of fun. It's about my only way I can relax, because once I get in front of a television or I'm watching a movie, I'm able to just zone out and focus on that and just forget about all the rest of the troubles of the world. And maybe some of you are kind of like that too. I have five sites today that I'd like to talk about. Like usual, that's what this podcast is. Today I'm going to talk about Field Trip Zoom, eMaze, Plickers, Kaizena, and Typeform. The first one I'm going to start with is Field Trip Zoom. You can find it at www.fieldtripzoom.com. This is a great site for educators because you are able to sign up for different field trip experiences that your students can have, all done digitally, all done over the internet, and being able to connect with experts in a field. Field Trip Zoom Zone offers educators an extensive calendar of live streaming curriculum-based events that happen throughout an entire school year. It's really nice because that environment can cater to what you're doing in the classroom. Your district would want to buy the district package because then you have unlimited access. As of right now, their catalog offers over 550 programs that you can choose from, and those programs generally run somewhere between 40 to 50 minutes. And they're really nice, they're high quality, and you're able to meet with experts in a field, which means those people who tend to be in rural areas or areas where there aren't a lot of experts about specific topics, you're able to talk with someone who is an expert, and your kids will be able to interact. It's a wonderful experience. I give it 5 out of 5 exclamation marks. A presentation program that I've used extensively with teachers, administrators, community is called eMaze. That's spelled E-M-A-Z-E. This is a great presentation software package because you can develop a look that really will look like you. If you've ever seen Prezi's, it kind of could remind you a little bit of Prezi's, except it has a little bit more that is offered for the setup inside of the package. There are education packages and business packages that you're able to access, and you can save the presentations that you happen to make. It's a wonderful program to use because it is so amazingly simple. You'd be up and running in no time if you could use it. You may want to check out eMaze. It's available at www.emaze.com. Check that out if you'd like a new way to present software or presentation packages to your clients or to your students or to your next meeting. eMaze definitely gets a 5 out of 5 exclamation marks for me. Oftentimes we forget that our students like to be engaged in the classroom, and we can do that a lot of times if we're a one-to-one environment or we happen to have students who are allowed to use a cell phone during class. They can respond back to you again through the use of those devices. But what happens if you're in an environment where you don't have access to the devices? There is a site called Plickers, spelled P-L-I-C-K-E-R-S. It's available at www.plickers.com. That could be the answer for you in your classroom. What you're able to do is you are able to create your own surveys, your own polls, just like you would with a lot of other programs. But what you're able to do is you're able to print out sheets where the students can hold those sheets up in the classroom. You aim your cell phone at the students, and it will tabulate all of the responses inside the classroom by simply scanning the classroom. It really doesn't get much simpler than this. You only have to worry about your device, and it will even score how those students did in your classroom when you've entered the students into your account. It's powerfully simple, and it lets you collect that real-time formative assessment data that you've always been looking for. And the best part that I like, the students don't need the devices. In some of the classrooms that I've worked with, teachers will create their sheets that they have, the ones that the students hold up. They will laminate those, and they will have those attached to the side of a student's desk, hung by the side of a student's desk, or hung in the room that can be passed out to the students so they can use those when you're ready to do a Plickers activity. Elementary teachers all the way down to first grade have used this, so you know that it's simple. If you have never checked Plickers out, you have to check it out. It's fantastic. I give Plickers 5 out of 5 explanation marks. Kaizena is a fast personal feedback tool that you can use for your students. Now, we have a lot of ways, and I just got done talking about one with Plickers, but what Kaizena does is it allows students to be able to turn in work, and what you're able to do is provide constructive feedback to those students where you're able to speak your feedback instead of typing. Not bad. That definitely can help you out. That would help not only speed you up, because you can typically speak quicker than you can type. In fact, some research has shown that you're able to voice your comments up to 75% faster than typing. And the nice part about that is when you speak, the students can hear you convey the meaning of what you're talking about through your voice, because your tone and your emotion can be exhibited in your feedback. It helps you keep from repeating yourself, which is kind of nice to be able to do. Through the use of Kaizena, you're able to track and rate the skills of the students, and if you're a school that happens to use Google accounts, Google Education, it works great because there is Google Drive integration with Kaizena. Now, Kaizena is spelled Kaizena, and it's available at https://kaizena.com. It's wonderful. There are free aspects to it, and there are paid versions for this also. But you know, think, you can have a conversation with your students, and they can even respond back once you've sent information off to them. They can respond back to you, so you can have that ongoing conversation. Think how awesome that would be. I mean, that's fantastic. That's what we're in education for, everybody. We're there to be able to talk and collaborate with our students. Check out Kaizena. I absolutely love a site called Typeform. Typeform is, I've never seen anything quite like Typeform before. It's available at www.typeform.com. And what you're able to do is, in, believe it or not, in a conversational way, you are able to present questions to your audience, and they're able to respond back. One question at a time. You don't get a great big endless sheet. You're responding back to one question at a time. You can set up anything you want using this. There's so many options for you. I mean, you can have information that would be in there. You can do market research surveys. You can have questionnaires, satisfaction surveys. You can do polls through it. It is so simple to set up. I was able to get into Typeform, and within 5 minutes, I had already created my own Typeform. It was that simple to be able to use. You've got to actually see it and set up and just get started in it so you can see how this works. If you're in the education game, we're always looking for feedback. This is definitely an unintimidating way to be able to generate feedback from students, other teachers, administrators, from the community, from anybody that you would like to be able to have them have give you information back again. That's what we're in here for. That's why we want to do that as teachers. We've got to keep growing. Typeform gets 5 out of 5 exclamation marks for me. I really like the way that it worked. That's it for another episode of Tech Tips Today with Jim. Thanks so much for being a part of this podcast. I really do appreciate you being here. Take care, love life, and stay happy, everybody. I'll see you later. Bye.